Babe by Robert W. Creamer. The book is subtitled The Legend Comes to Life. Dedication for Miggy Schultz. Author's note. A certain flatness of perspective may be evident in some of the descriptions of Ruth's adventures, but I did not want to invent motive and detail when I could not be sure of the facts. I have tried to keep surmise, conjecture, and amateur psychoanalysis to a minimum. In a few instances, I have edited stilted dialogue from old accounts to make it sound the way it probably was spoken, but I have not imagined any conversations or thoughts. All derive from one source or another. Some of the baseball detail may prove tedious to the casual reader, who is given permission to skip such passages. Baseball fans are expected to wade through the whole thing. Robert W. Creamer. Part 1, 1894 to 1919. Chapter 1, Legend and Truth, Babe Ruth Lives. I apologize for not having talked to everybody. There were so many. Each week I would think, there, now, I've finished with that section. Now I know all there is to know about that. And a few days later I would learn of someone new, or someone I had not thought of, or someone I would never have thought of. And he would have one more window on the past for me to raise. A quick insight, an illuminating moment. Pete Appleton, for instance. The only thing I remembered about Pete Appleton was that his real name was Pete Jablonski, and I was wrong about that. It turned out to be Jablowski. I had to look up his record to learn that he had pitched in the major leagues off and on for 14 seasons. The clipping that came to my desk had Pete Appleton telling of Ruth phoning down to a hotel lobby from his room, asking the switchboard to page any Yankee player who's around down there. Appleton, who was new to the ball club, took the call, and Ruth said, "Hey, Keed, how about..."